The line of mourners started forming alongside City Hall before the doors opened at noon Saturday. Like most of those coming to say goodbye, Joe Iacoy of Westerly says he'll remember Buddy Cianci for helping to improve Providence and make it a better place.
I think Buddy had many good things that outweighed a couple of issues that we all know about. But I think the man was just a genuine individual. We'll never see anybody like him again.
The issues that we all know about include how Cianci was twice forced from the mayor's office in 1984 and then again in 2002 for separate felony convictions for assault and racketeering conspiracy. Yet the darker side of Cianci's legacy was not on the mind of those who came to see the mayor lying in repose at City Hall. Joseph Buchanan is a longtime anti-poverty activist who says he clashed with Cianci in the past. Now, with Cianci having died January 28th at age 74, Buchanan takes a more philosophical outlook.
Everybody has faults, so, you know, guys said forgive and forget, and that's what I'm here.
Some Providence residents fault Cianci for blowing up the city's long-term pension liability through unaffordable benefit hikes, but not retired South Kingstown teacher Beth Rialli. She came to City Hall to say goodbye to Cianci because she thinks he was a compassionate advocate for public employees.
My friend and I are here because Mayor Cianci was the best buddy, lowercase b, for the pensioners of Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island, it seems as if almost everyone has a Buddy Cianci story. Anna Cruz says Cianci helped her when she faced discrimination as the only Latina in her job as a banquet waitress near City Hall.
I didn't know what to do, who to go to get help, and I came over to his office. I didn't ask permission. I just walked right in there. He looked at me. He says, could I help you?
Cruz says Cianci became her protector and champion.
I was a single mom with five kids, and he made sure that I kept that job. I didn't believe in welfare, no food stamp, no nothing. I wanted to do it on my own, and he made sure that that did happen.
Some of those lining up on Washington Street didn't know Cianci personally, but still wanted to say goodbye to him, including Mary Beth Swiss.
He was my mayor. I moved here in 1980 to go to college and stayed. No one loved the city more than he did. I never met him, just, you know, watched him through the public eye, and I just had a great admiration for him and his passion for the city.
Inside City Hall, a private service was held near the second floor mayor's office before the other mourners got a chance to view Cianci one last time. In classic Rhode Island style, the priest delivering the service, the Reverend Giacomo Capoverde, had worked on Cianci's unsuccessful 1980 run for governor. Cianci's funeral will be held this morning at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, concluding by about 11:15. Although burial services are private, the funeral procession will travel along Atwells Avenue on the way to St. Anne's Cemetery in Cranston, allowing other Rhode Islanders to bid Cianci farewell. It will be Buddy Cianci's last trip through the streets of Providence. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.